Regina, political leaders at the legislature look to be steering clear of taking a potential 6.8% pay increase due for MLAs this year. The current formula in place ties annual salary increases of MLAs to the Consumer Price Index, to take that decision out of the hands of MLAs potentially voting on it. But the rate of inflation being as high as it is right now, and in turn driving up the potential increase, has forced politicians in Regina to rethink things. Opposition leader Carla Beck had already announced last week her party would not support that size of an increase. Then on Monday, Premier Scott Moe indicated to reporters that his government also won't be supporting it. "I think it would be fair to say that the government isn't in favor of taking that salary increase, either," said Moe. The indication from Premier Moe is there is time for the Board of Internal Economy to have a look at it and come up with something different. The annual pay adjustment is not due to take effect until April. "What we're looking at is there something that we could come to agreement on across here. So I don't know what that would look like, and we haven't landed on what that might look like, but it's fair to say it isn't what is recommended by the formula." In speaking to reporters Monday, opposition leader Beck reiterated her stance that the 6.8 increase is not on. She noted feedback from door knocking in Regina Coronation Park was of people saying they were having trouble paying their bills. "If that's a position that the government even blinks at, I think it again tells you how out of touch they are with the realities of people in this province."